Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and good morning. Good morning, and thank you for joining me this morning on my Blog Talk. I'm going to go ahead and get started this morning so that we can have enough time to do what we came here to do. And if anyone have any questions or comments, that you all will be able to share your questions and your comments. I do see that I have some on the line this morning, so thank you all that are online this morning for coming on. So let's go ahead and let's get started. Thank you for coming on. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning with a clear mind, God. We thank you for covering us, protecting us, and shielding us last night, Father, as we slept. And you woke us up this morning, God, with our minds, God, stayed on you, want to do your will, want to walk upright before you, God. And we thank you and we give you praise because so many people nowadays, God, don't have a fear of you. So we thank you this morning, God, that we choose to love you. We choose to obey you, God. We want to be better mothers. We want to be the woman of God you called us to be. And, God, we want to be healed. We want to be delivered. We want to be made free. We don't want to just be religious, God, but we want to be about what we talk about. We want to be about what we preach to others and what we preach to our children. We want to be examples, God. We don't want to just be talkers of the word, but we want to be doers of the word, God. So this morning, we pray, Lord God, that you would speak through me, that you would help us that's on this line, God, or that anybody that may get on here to listen to the broadcast. We thank you, we praise you, and I bind any spirit that try to come on this line and try to distract others from hearing, I bind them right by the name of Jesus. I bind them and cast them down. Father, have your way today. And no weapon that is formed against us, it will not prosper. We will take this word, we will hide it in our heart, and we won't sin against you. And we'll be the mothers and the wives and the servants that you've called us to be in this last day. We give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to talk a little bit this morning about time to heal. And as I put on here, this episode is going to be to minister to people who may have been sexually abused, mentally abused, physically abused. There are so many different type of abuses, and when we don't deal with those abuses, they would tend to grow in us like a seed. When you plant a seed in a garden or wherever you put that seed in under the soil, that seed, when it's watered, it begins to grow. And once that seed grows, it sprouts out and it grows into whatever you planted. Let's say you planted a tree. That seed starts out just being a small little seed. You can't even tell what it's going to be until it manifests itself and begins to grow to the finished product. That's how it is in our lives when we have been abused or been wounded or been hurt, and we haven't dealt with that. We just kept pressing it down, going over it, talking over it, and trying to push it in the back of our mind as if though it didn't happen. But it really happened. But once we go out through life, because we didn't deal with this and pluck that seed up and get that wound bandaged and healed and we didn't get delivered from it, then it grows and it begins to manifest throughout the years in our life. And we're walking around in a 40 or 50 or 60 or whatever age we may be, adult on the outside, but our inside, we're arrested in our development. And this thing, this seed that has sprouted and grown on the inside wasn't dealt with. So now it's become a hurdle to our walk with God. It's been stunted us. It makes us not make right decisions or good decisions or godly decisions. It stunts our growth. It stops us from moving forward in whatever God may have in our life. It causes us to have low self-esteem. It causes us to have shame and guilt and feel bad about what happened to us. We didn't have a hand. Let me just tell you this right here. You've been raped, you've been molested, you've been abused in any kind of way. You didn't have a hand in this. This was the devil. This was the enemy. He come to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. And he wanted to destroy your life. He wanted to kill your dreams. He wanted to kill your vision. He didn't want you to know who you was in Christ so that you can walk in what he calls you to walk in. He wants you to just be walking through life, not living, but existing. And there's a difference. God wants us to live and live more abundantly in him. So I'm going to read a little bit and a few passages and scriptures from one of my books. And it's called Walk in Newness of Life. He died so we may have life. And when I wrote this book, I was thinking of myself and others like myself. You get to a point in your life to where you realize the devil is a liar. You're not going to steal anymore from me. You're not going to steal my joy. You're not going to steal my peace. I couldn't help what happened to me. It happened. It's dead. It's done. It's over with. But I choose to forgive. I choose to love them with the love of God and put them in God's hands. And I'm going to live abundant life in Christ. I refuse to let him that stole steal anymore. You got to get to that point in your life. And the word of God tells us if we don't forgive those who trespass against us or those who have hurt us, then God cannot forgive us. I don't know about you this morning, but I know as for LaShonda, I need God's forgiveness. I'm not going to allow what somebody else did to me or said to me or beat me or whatever may happen cause me to go to hell. And what ends up happening is you begin to grow bitter and angry, and next thing you know, you just want to lash out, and you want to and then you get to the point to where you want to lash out, and you want to just fight, and you become bitter and angry and hard to deal with, and people think, well, she's just crazy, but it's not that you're crazy. It's you're going through some things. It's the fact that you haven't dealt with what happened to you in a childhood, and you're arrested in your development, and so therefore, until you deal with this, you're going to forever be this way. But once we're going to learn today as I read, for those of you all that just come on the line, we're going to read this morning out of one of my books called Walk in Newness of Life. And he died so we may have life. Okay. The cross of Christ. Jesus Christ became a one all-sufficient sacrifice. For by one offering, he has perfected for every them that are sanctified, Hebrews 10 and 14. I'm going to be going a little fast through these pages, so if you got a pen, you can write it down and go back and study these scriptures later. Sanctified is being consecrated. When you're sanctified, you're being dedicated or separated for a sacred purpose. See, the enemy looked down the line and knew that God was going to use you. And so what he had to do, he had to plot and he had to plan, he had to scheme and find ways to make your life miserable, find ways to make you have low self-esteem, to make you feel like you're not worthy, knowing that Christ already went to the cross and shed his blood for you, shed his blood for me. And because of the blood, we are made worthy. Once you come under the blood of the Lamb, you have been washed. You have been sanctified. Glory to God. You have been cleansed. And you are now a new creature. And God said, they that keep their mind stayed upon thee, what? He'll keep you in perfect peace. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will make you free. And I like saying make because you go in there and he began to purge you. He began to deliver you. He began to make you free. So he's making you over like that potter with that clay. When that lump come up, he just smash it back down, that bitterness, that anger, that unforgiveness. Smash it back down and begin to mold again and put that godly love, that unconditional love in you. The death of Jesus on the cross was a sacrifice ordained by God in which Jesus as priest offered himself on behalf of the whole human race to God the Father. It is completely complete. It's did, done, and over with. We don't got to do nothing else. Jesus don't got to do nothing else. We just got to believe and receive this. And walk by faith and not by sight. The gospel of Christ centers on the cross. Nothing can change it, nor anything can take the place of it. Nothing can be added to the cross, nor can anything be taken away from it. Offering is the act of surrendering of something for the sake of something else. It is exchanging. Jesus took on our sins and the punishment of the sins upon himself for the exchange that we share. And we receive his eternal life, blessings, and glory. Isaiah 53. 4-6. And deliverance, salvation, provision, healing, grace, and mercy are just a few that was nailed to the cross. Did y'all hear me? Those were just the fruit. Deliverance, salvation, provision, healing, grace, and mercy are just a few that was nailed to the cross. And there are so many other ones, but we're going to move on. See, the devil will try to bring guilt and shame. Satan will bring up the past events and want you to feel embarrassed. But the word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, that if any man be in Christ or woman, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So, devil, you are a liar. You will not hold over my head what happened to me when I was a child, or even the things that I may have done when I was younger or before I became saved. So, devil, you're not going to hold that over my head. I'm not going to feel guilty because why? Jesus has put all of that on the cross. I am healed. I am delivered. I am free. Women of God,
yes,
men of
Lord.
God, you got to know, once you come under that blood, you are free.
Yes, Lord.
But, Philippians 3, 13 through 14 says, brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reach. It says reach. See, the devil is a liar. This may have happened to me when I was a child. Devil, you may have thought you ruined me. You may have thought you was going to steal my joy, my peace. I was going to have to take all kinds of medicine and take all kinds, and they label you as schizophrenic. Hallelujah. But, devil, you are a liar because I have come under the blood, and I am clean. I am healed. I'm delivered. I'm free. And God has given me power.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It says, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I choose to forget and forgive. So many people say, I forgive them, but I don't forget. No, I choose like the word say. If you're going to walk, reach forth, you got to choose to what? See, it's a choice. God don't make you do it. I choose to forgive and forget. But when I'm telling my testimony, there's a different story. See, I can get up and tell my testimony because the word of God says what? I have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. See, this thing ain't got me hooked and caught up. I'm free. I'm washed in the blood. So I can tell other people, I have overcome, I have overcame past tense this thing. So what the enemy want to do is kill, steal, and destroy. Quit looking at it as that person that raped you or molested you or that hurt you. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. That was the spirit of the devil sent to kill, steal, and destroy you. So you have to pray for that individual with that unconditional love. It says here, and reach forth unto those things which are before. I press. This is a pressing walk. We got to press our way in. We can't sit around on the sidelines, wish it could have, would have, quiet what they did to me, quiet. They done moved on. Guess what? I choose to do what? Forgive, forget, and move forward. I refuse to let the enemy steal anything else from me. I'm not going to just exist in this life, but I'm going to live. I'm going to walk in Christ. I'm free in Christ. I'm delivered. I'm healed, and I'm going to live. I don't let man or woman dictate me what's going to go happen in my life. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You allow the enemy to put you in bondage when you don't know who you are in Christ and you don't know what Jesus Christ really did for you on the cross. Where in my book, Walk in Newness of Life, he died so we may have life. He died for your sins and resurrected with all power. It didn't say some. The devil got power, but guess what? He ain't got more power than our God. He ain't got more power than my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who resurrected from the dead with all power. And that same resurrection power lives inside of us as believers if we've been filled with his spirit. Hallelujah. It's saying here, you can make it personal. We know Christ died for all, but if you say Christ died for me, it may become real and more personal to you. You may accept his word better when you apply it to yourself. Resurrection is the act of causing something that had ended, been forgotten, or lost to exist again. Resurrection means something or someone can be used again. It is the state of one risen from the dead. If you have been born again and filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, you have the same resurrected power inside of you. When you have power, you have the ability to act or produce and effect something in your life. You have the power over unclean spirits. You are able to cast out evil spirits and lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Thank you, Jesus. So my comment to you today, ladies, is, and this is part of my book, get up and live. Get up and live. Don't allow the enemy to steal nothing else from you. We just talked about the cross. We just talked about how God has healed us. Know who you are in Christ. I'm of a royal priesthood. Glory to God. I am a daughter of the King. Hallelujah. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I have overcame by the word of my testimony. I don't care what people say. I don't care what they think about me. But all I care about is, God, am I pleasing in your sight? God, what do you think about me? Am I doing what you called and chose me to do? We got to stop trying to please people. We got to stop worrying about what people say about us, what people think about us. You know, I had to speak at a conference Saturday, and I'm talking kind of fast because I only have 30 minutes. But I was speaking at a conference there, and I was talking about life after healing and life after rape and molestation. And I was telling the young ladies that we got to get to a point in our life, we can't worry about what family member going to think about us, what who going to think about us, because the word of God says what? We have overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. As long as you keep your mouth closed and trying to make everybody else pleasing, and that seed is growing inside of you. You know, we talked about that seed of hurt, that seed of wound in the beginning, that you let it sprout. You try to push it to the back. You try to hide them and try to say it didn't happen, but it really happened. And you didn't deal with it. And then it grows up one day and you become bitter and angry and frustrated with life. And you're just a bitter, old, frustrated old lady. Nobody likes to be around you. They think you're crazy because you just didn't deal with your issues. You didn't let the Holy Spirit, the blood of the Lamb, come in and heal you and deliver you and deal with that thing. So what they think, they don't care about you. I said, you as a child, you have to sit over there in a corner, everybody up drinking and being merry at the family reunion, doing the electric slide, and you sitting over there looking at the one that molested you as a child, a grown man drinking, smoking weed, partying, having a good time, and he done sat there and raped, molested you when you was a child, and you done told the family, and they came against you instead of coming against the person or dealing with the person that molested you. They having a good time with the molester, with the rapist, and you sitting over there in the corner as a child being exiled because they called you a liar and said, Uncle Bubba couldn't have done that. Your daddy couldn't have done that. Your uncle couldn't have done that. But then you know that he done it, and he probably did it to some more of your cousins in the bloodline because of incest and rape and molestation, but been told the same way you've been told. Close your mouth, shut up, sit down, don't you open your mouth again. And you have to live with that throughout life as a child, and you grow up to be mean, bitter, angry, and upset because you didn't deal with it. Forget what people think about you. Deal with it. And you will overcome by the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb because you're free. I want to read one more passage, then I'm going to open it up for anybody that may have questions, and then we're going to do prayer. The enemy uses, I'm going to read this scripture. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not before to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Are you living your abundant life? I ain't talking about materialistic things. I'm talking about living with joy, peace every day, waking up, praising God and jumping and shouting. You can praise him in your house. You can shout in your house. You can love on him in your house. You don't got to be in a building, but you can love him from your heart right in your house. You can bless his name right here. I got joy. I got peace. I can lay down at night, and I can go to sleep in peace, and I ain't got to worry about all of this frustration and all of this stuff coming against my mind because why? I've been washed in the blood. I'm free today. I'm walking in abundant living and all of the and in righteousness and all of these things, the things I have need of, even the things I desire, all of these things will be added unto me, but I have peace most of all. I'm going to read through this, and then I'm going to give you all a chance to ask questions. The enemy uses a lot of strongholds to keep us from walking in the victory in Christ. You may not know what a stronghold is. Well, let me define it for you. The dictionary defines a stronghold as having a strong defense. In my own words, I define it as something that has a strong grip on your mind or in your life. Strong is something that is powerful and forceful. It has a stronghold in your life. Yet you go to church every week. You sit there. You sing in the choir. You pray things. You do whatever you do. But nobody can tell. You're just wounded inside. They done told you to run around the church and do this, and God done healed you, and God done. But you know this is still there. The problem is still there. Why? Because you can't run your way out of it. He said you overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. You can't run your way around a building and get free of this. Quit trying to think religion is going to heal you or deliver you. Know who you are in Christ. Know that you belong to Christ. Then you got to know he went to the cross over 2,000 years ago for your healing, for your deliverance. All you got to do is receive it. The dictionary defines a stronghold as having a strong defense. In my own words, I define it as something that has a strong grip on your mind or in your life. Strong is something that is powerful and forceful. There are various strongholds, but I'm only going to name just a few emotional strongholds. Some examples of emotional strongholds that may bound a person are, number one, I put anger. Number two, I put depression. Number three, I put fear. Fear is a big one. And on my next segment, we're going to talk about that fear, because I can take a long time to talk about that. That's why a lot of us are stuck in hurdles and stuck in not walking in what God called us. Some of us are supposed to be writing books, and some of you are supposed to be writing books. Some of you are supposed to be stepping out into businesses, and some of you are supposed to be ministering the word of God. But because of fear, the spirit of fear, we're going to talk about that one on my next one. Feelings of inferiority, feelings of low status because of a certain job, or feeling of not being good enough. 5, feelings of rejection. 6, feelings of being unwanted and unloved. And some of you all may even be married, and you still feel unwanted and unloved because you're looking for something in your spouse that only God can give you. I had to learn that. You're looking for something in your spouse to give you that only God can do. Your spouse can't heal you. Your spouse can't deliver you. Only God and the Holy Spirit can heal and deliver you. You got to let God, let the Holy Spirit heal and deliver you. Hatred, hate, worry. If you are struggling with any of these strongholds, begin to apply the blood of Jesus over your mind and spirit. Renounce these spirits and pray and ask the Lord to deliver you from the demonic stronghold. If you are a born-again believer, Christ has already went to the cross for your deliverance. You don't have to accept these tormenting spirits. You have power over all sickness and disease. And those scriptures can be found in Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, Luke chapter 9, verse 1, and Mark chapter 6, verse 7. Now that I have finished up my little segment, and the next time I come on, we're going to talk about the spirit of fear. I see I have some callers online. Does any of you all callers have a question or comment before I pray us out? Please share.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you please repeat the last verses that you just went over? Matthew, I didn't get the verses, and Luke and the other one, please.
Matthew 10 and 1. Luke 9 and 1, and Mark 6 and 7.
Thank you so much, and I truly enjoyed your segment, and it has helped me and my family so much. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Anyone else on the line want to speak? Please feel free. Nobody can see your face, so nobody really knows who you are. So feel free to ask your question if you have a question. And for those that may be online that do have a question, but they don't want to ask online, I will give you my personal number. You can contact me, or you can email me and give me your number. Or you can contact me on Facebook on Messenger. I'm on the LaShonda Williams. My email address is LaShonda Williams, LaShanda Williams, WILLIAMS 907 at gmail.com. You can send me an email, and I will set up a personal time to call and speak with you. My personal phone number is 662-739-8189. If I don't answer, leave me a voicemail and I will get back with you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for your word that went forth. We thank you, God, that we want to walk in newness of life. But in order for us to walk in newness of life, God, we have to know that you went to that cross. You died for us, for our healing, for our deliverance, for our salvation, for our provision, and for many other things, God. And, Lord God, we have to know that we are daughters and sons of the Most High God. We have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, God. And we thank you for your blood. We thank you, God, for salvation. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. We choose to love, God, with that unconditional love. We thank you, God, for healing us of all of these strongholds, God, that are called out, anger, depression, and fear. We bind every anger and depression and fear spirit right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth on the people on this line. I bind it in your life right now. Lord God, you said, wherever we touch and agree on earth about two or, Lord God, or three that you will be in the midst, we touching and agreeing today that these women on this line, or if it's any men on this line, we will not be the same in the name of Jesus. And I prophesy, not speak life to each and every individual right now under the sound of my voice. Glory to God. And I bind every emotional stronghold that we talked about this morning, anger, depression, fear, feelings of inferiority and low status, feelings of rejection, feeling unloved and unwanted, because, God, you love us with an unconditional love. God, we thank you for that unconditional love. We bind the spirit of hatred. We bind the spirit of worry and stress right now in the name of Jesus, and we speak peace. I speak peace over each and every person under the sound of my voice. I prophesy prosperity in every area of your life. I bind every wound right now in the name of Jesus that may have come through rape, molestation, or any type of abuse. I bind it and I apply the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over that wound. You are healed in the name of Christ Jesus. We thank you this morning for healing and deliverance, God. We thank you this morning for loving us, God, and for forgiving us, God. And we thank you, God, for the gift of forgiveness. We thank you, God, that even those people may have abused us or hurt us or did whatever amount of evil that they did against us, we pray for them right now, God. We lift them up before you. We ask that you save their souls if they're still on this earth. Save them, God. Deliver them, God. Heal them, God. And we thank you, Lord God. We choose to forgive and we choose to forget and move on and press towards the things of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. The devil is a liar. We won't let him that stole steal no more. We are healed, delivered, and we are made free by the blood of the Lamb. And we have overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We love you this morning, and we praise your name this morning, God. You get all the glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. I love each and every last one of you all. And for those of you all that got on the line, thank you for getting on. And until the next time, you all have a blessed and prosperous rest of the day.